Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Wednesday, January 4th. Got to start the podcast by saying thank you to everybody who hit me on social media regarding the Damar Hamlin podcast. Definitely a different podcast than I've ever done. Doing The Herd on Tuesday was very different than any TV show I've ever done. I do remember going on the radio the day COVID was popping. I was slated to fill in for Cowherd on The Herd on TV. They said the studio shut down. You want to do radio, you can. I was like, sure. Had on, you know, COVID expert at the time, which, you know, there weren't many of them. That was the craziest radio show I've ever done. And certainly yesterday's podcast on Damar Hamlin, it was a challenging one. And I got to give a shout out to the guys who were doing live TV as it unfolded, because I can't even imagine handling that breaking news in the moment. Just a very, very tough go of it for everybody, the players, coaches, media, and obviously Hamlin and his family. Hopefully he's on the road to recovery. Not too many updates as we dig into Wednesday here. We're going to get back to being a sports podcast. A lot of sports news, actually. We'll get to some NBA later. No, I'm not talking about Giannis's career high 55. No, I'm not going to dive into Zion being out 3 weeks with a hamstring strain. I mean, listen, can Zion Williamson stay healthy? This is going to be a thing throughout his career, isn't it? It's just going to be ongoing. Every year, he's going to miss 20, 25 games, and hopefully he's ready in the playoffs when it matters most. But get healthy, Zion. The Pelicans need you. We will get to some NBA shortly. I do want to open with what I think is going to be a crazy weekend in the NFL. Obviously, not just the games, because there's so much uncertainty still. We don't know what's going to happen with Bills-Bengals. Like, are they going to finish that game? The NFL has not released any information. Currently, it's listed as postponed. I know nobody cares about fantasy football, but in the league I'm commish, I was in the championship game leading by 22 and my opponent had Josh Allen. I had nobody. Like, I'm not going to call it. I will confess, I didn't know what to do, so I texted the guru of fantasy football, a friend of the podcast, Matthew Berry. I said, dude, what are you doing in your leagues? And he essentially said, we're doing what the NFL says. You know, if the NFL says postponed, we'll wait to see if it's finished. If they say no game, and, you know, Josh Allen gets 2 points or whatever. So I texted the guy I'm playing in the championship, and of course, you know, I've known him for a while. We were at the same college together. And he's like, yeah, we could just, you know, call it a tie and split the pot. And I did not respond to that. Obviously, because I'm leading. My gut tells me the game is not going to be finished. But the ramifications and trickle down for the NFL is crazy. And again, I know Hamlin's health is paramount. But guys, if we're being realistic about the league, the Kansas City Chiefs now are in the driver's seat for home field advantage. I get it. Buffalo's beat them twice in the regular season in KC in the last 2 or 3 years, including once this year. And let's be real, Kansas City is not losing to Jarrett Stidham on the road this week. That's not happening. Kansas City is a huge favorite. I think I saw 13.5. I'll double check that here momentarily, but Kansas City will not lose that game. I'm sure they will do what they normally do and play with their food and mess around and not take it seriously, and then Mahomes will become Mahomes late in the game and get the victory. I'm sorry. It's not 13. It's 7.5 because they're on the road. Kansas City, a 7.5-point favorite. The game is Saturday. So if they win that and Buffalo-Cincinnati is ruled a tie, Kansas City gets home field advantage. Reminder, Kansas City in the calendar year 2022, which was just completed, they lost 3 times to the Cincinnati Bengals, including the AFC Championship at home. So I know Bengals fans are going to be ticked off, and you have a right to be. I know Bills fans are going to be ticked off. You have a right to be. Both of them had a legit claim to the number one seed. There's no fair way to do this. I mean, unless you try to finish the game, but I think finishing the game probably hurts both those teams more because now you're working on a shortened week, right? You're going to try to cram, what, 3 games into 14 days, 15? Like, that's just not healthy. It's just an untenable situation. I have seen a movement online. Oh, well, we have that week between the Super Bowl and the conference championships. Why don't they just push everything back a week? And I cannot imagine the NFL having the regular season go bye week and then let's start the playoffs. That there's just no way that's going to happen. I mean, the benefits would be massive for teams like the Eagles, who need Lane Johnson back, could use Avante Maddox back, who gives Jalen Hurts an extra week. But then, if you do get the number one seed, you're looking at 3 weeks of byes. So, I don't know, guys. I'm very curious how Goodell handles this. My guess is that the game is ruled a tie or a no contest, and they just end up playing one fewer game, in which case Kansas City gets the number one seed. In the NFC, I think we're all in agreement that the Eagles are going to get the number one seed. The only question is, like, do they cover the spread? It's up to 14 against the Giants. Brian Daboll talks a good game, but I can guarantee you this. There is no way I'm making Saquon Barkley active for that game. Absolutely no shot. If he's out, you have no chance. Even with him in the wildcard game, likely at Minnesota, you're going to be a small underdog. Now, they did play them tough with Barkley a couple weeks back. Very close game. They can hang with Danny Dimes running the read option with Saquon Barkley. You know, that's going to be in play. If I'm the Giants, I maybe have Danny Dimes out there for a drive or two to try to stay sharp behind a good offensive line. They're not great, but they have no depth at wide receiver. I don't want to risk any Kayvon Thibodeau injuries. The defense is not great. They're going to be live to beat the Vikings in that game, assuming everybody's healthy. Is it worth taking the chance against the Eagles? I don't think so. But I think it's got to be an all-for-one, right? Daniel Jones can't go behind, hey, we're going to rest the left tackle. He's nicked up. Well, I'm not putting Daniel Jones out there. And I know there's this huge divide. All these Giants fans think I hate Daniel Jones because I don't give the Giants any credit. Guys, I bet the Giants alt-win line in Vegas. I'll maybe put the ticket on Instagram in the preseason. Like, I had a feeling the Giants were going to be good with Daboll and Wink Martindale. I like that coaching combo. That doesn't mean I like Daniel Jones or believe in him. I don't think they're a great team. A lot of smoke and mirrors, great coaching. Kafka's going to get a look somewhere. Like, the Giants have a really good coaching staff. But I actually think bigger than this weekend's games is the situation brewing with Jim Harbaugh, Michigan, and the Denver Broncos. And oh, by the way, I was told not to rule out the Carolina Panthers.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Jim Harbaugh, and I'll backtrack for you a little bit. So 2 years ago, after he got his doors blown off by Ohio State, Jim Harbaugh had to take a pay cut. It was basically like, well, listen, we don't want to dump Jim Harbaugh. Right. But we don't, you know, to keep him around, we got to give this guy a pay cut. He's making a lot of money. He's not winning any of the big games. So he took a pay cut. Well, what happens the next year? He beats Ohio State. Remember? Great game. They win handily. Jim Harbaugh's a hero. They lose in the playoff. Doesn't matter. But guess what? Jim Harbaugh did not get a raise. And as a result of that, he goes and interviews with the Minnesota Vikings. You guys can look this up. It's all out there. Harbaugh. I'm almost certain he flew to Minnesota and then, you know, obviously the Michigan fans were ticked off. Wait, you beat Ohio State and get to the playoff and now you want to go and interview? And that was to show Michigan, well, you're not going to give me a raise. I'm going to go see what I'm worth on the open market. Then he goes back to Michigan. So he comes back this season, beats Ohio State again, gets to the playoff, loses as a favorite to TCU. Tough loss. I did not think he had his best coaching game. And now Michigan's like, okay, well, two straight wins over Ohio State, got us to the playoff twice. Let's talk race. Here's the problem. The Denver Broncos were just bought for $4.6 billion by one of the wealthiest families on planet Earth. They are inheriting a GM who hired Nathaniel Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett's since been fired, who gave Russell Wilson $250 million. In a contract salary, and Russell Wilson proceeded to have the worst year of his career by a mile. And now these new owners are like, all right, we just spent $4.6 billion on the Broncos. We've got to protect our investment, enhance it. We got to drive up value. How do we do that? Well, we're not going to skimp on a coach. And you can ask anybody out there, where does a coach matter more? NHL, MLB, NBA, NFL? The answer unequivocally is the National Football League. Coach matters a ton, which is why the Denver Broncos and their new ownership is going big game hunting. We talked about him last week, the big guy who graduated from, I believe it was Georgetown undergrad, smart guy, zero experience in football, comes out at the press conference and says, the head coach will report to me. That should have been assigned to everybody. They're not going out there and hiring some first-time head coach, which is what Peyton did last year. I think there's a lot more smoke than people want to believe in Ann Arbor to this Denver stuff. And I put out a tweet. It's funny. I put it out, I think, Monday when I had heard, you know, listen, this is, I don't mind. This is for the real listeners. Once it gets time to coaches getting fired, what's going on in this team, I do have a trusted circle of people that I can call on, usually on the way to work, in traffic, call them up because, you know, I'm in LA, they're not. Hey, what are you hearing on this? What are you hearing on this? Pigging stuff around. And on Monday, it was, hey, Denver's going to go after Harbaugh. When they offer him $12 million or more, Michigan's going to have to match that. Is Michigan willing to go that high? What if they go? What if Denver goes higher? So I put it out there on social media. Oh, of course, all these Michigan people. Oh, we'll match that in a heartbeat. And somebody instantly responds to me, Jay, you're way short. It's going to be closer to 20. 20 mil for 1 year, per year for Harbaugh? That's insane. And then, of course, Monday, Sean Payton came on the herd. Great guest. I've gotten to know him a little bit. He happens to live near me out here, near me in the South Bay. We're friendly. Listen, I'm not calling Sean Payton or anything like that, but he is a super nice guy. You know, it's one of those weird things. This is a Super Bowl winning coach. I've never played in the NFL. There is this weird moment when you first meet someone when they're like, oh, okay, this guy he's on a show and he's been here for 6 years, got it. But what I would do is during the commercial breaks, I'm asking questions that I think are going to show my knowledge and depth of knowledge in the NFL and kind of let him know what I'm about. You know, obviously I talk about the gambling a lot. And so we've started to have really good dialogues during commercial breaks. And, you know, Peyton has a good lay of the land of what's going on in the coaching market. And he offers very insightful tidbits on, you know, what his life and other coaches and quarterbacks and who, all this stuff. He is a super interesting, really smart individual. And I'm just saying, if Denver strikes out on Jim Harbaugh, do they go after Sean Payton? That's a legitimate question. Everybody's been asking it. Everybody out there, The Athletic, ESPN, I think Fox, Yahoo, everybody had Sean Payton as the number one target for the Chargers. Well, you know, Staley made the playoffs. They're going to be live to maybe win a game or two. I think we all agree Staley's staying, for better or worse. I even talked about it once they qualified. Chargers fans are like, dude, this is not great because he's going to flop next year and then we're going to miss out on Payton or whomever. Nevertheless, I'll throw one curveball at you. And I said this to Payton. I'm not going to tell you what he said in response. I said, huh, Denver's out there. Carolina, I think Carolina's a sneaky good job, guys. I know a lot of people don't agree. Owner willing to spend. They've got some defensive pieces in place. They've got some, you know, I like their lineman that they drafted. He struggled early. Aquanu really came on strong at the end. The run game is good. They don't have a quarterback, obviously, which is the big question. No, Sam Darnold's not the guy. But the division next year is going to be hot excrement, okay? The Atlanta Falcons, stop, okay? Number two, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be losing probably in the line of six defensive starters, the quarterback Tom Brady, and I don't know if their OC Leftwich is coming back. I don't know what's up with Bowles. I don't think he's going to be one and done, but they do not look good. They're going to be losing everybody. Brady's gone, by the way. So I don't know where they go. And then you got Carolina. Well, I forgot about the Saints. The Saints are there, and, you know, is Andy Dalton still their guy? I think the Saints should have been better this year. I did a good job betting on them this year. Those were one of the teams I did really well with. I think they'll probably be the favorites unless Carolina gets a really good coach. But the sleeper team that I'm going to float to you, what happens if Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott go to Tampa in the first round of the playoffs and they lose? You will have McCarthy winning a lot of regular season games again and losing in the first round of the playoffs again. And as I've said, Dak Prescott is not going to be the guy to blame. It ain't going to be Dak. They're paying him too much. He has a second largest cap hit in the NFL next season. Jerry Jones is impetuous. Sean Payton is on the market. I'm just saying. I wouldn't rule out. McCarthy's got to win that playoff game. I'll just say that. I think McCarthy needs to win that playoff. Now, if they lose a field goal at the buzzer and it's a great game and, you know, McCarthy doesn't vomit all over himself like he did last year on the final series. And some of that could be to Kellen Moore, obviously, and Dak as well. It was just an undisciplined game. McCarthy's team, I think, had like 12 penalties. It was ugly. And San Fran ended up being, you know, one of the better teams in the league that they came up and dropped interception short of the Super Bowl. You can't lose this game at Tampa. Bottom line is, this Harbaugh-Denver thing is interesting. Sean Payton also in the wings. I can't think of another prominent coach that the billionaire family is going to be targeting. They're not going. D'Amico Ryans, he's going to interview in Denver, I'm sure. He is a great defensive coordinator. He's on the up and up. Robert Saleh with the Jets had a good second season. A little disappointing at the end, but they exceeded expectations this year. That's undeniable. He seems to be a good rah-rah guy with the Jets. I think D'Amico Ryans is in his same, I don't know if, you know, class is the word in terms of what the potential is. Players love him, you know, looks good on camera, sounds really impressive, like knows football, just a good coach. And I think he's going to get a look. I can't see him getting the Denver job. No shot. But Harbaugh, 20 mil. And again, you could say, well, is this Denver job even good, Jay? And I've waffled on the Russell Wilson thing. Yes, mostly because I have been told I look like Russell Wilson. I don't totally hate it, but I don't think it's that accurate. At any rate, can Russell Wilson be fixed? And I talked about this. The too high shell has given him a lot of problems. By the way, have you guys noticed that all anybody keeps doing is blasting Russell Wilson, but nobody's saying what was wrong? And I don't want to hear he got old and washed. That's not an explanation. I don't want to hear he could not. Escapability, that seemed to be a problem. But is that simply a matter of the system that they run? The terrible offensive line that he had? That plays a factor. I think once he can find a coach. Now, Harbaugh has been known as a quarterback whisperer, although that was a bit of an issue at Michigan. Until he got J.J. McCarthy. You know, I don't know how much credit you want to give Harbaugh for Kaepernick. Apparently, he really wanted to draft Kaepernick and ended up getting him in the second round. It puts him in for Alex Smith. And they go to the Super Bowl and Kaepernick. But how much of that was Greg Roman and how much of that was Harbaugh? So, I don't know. He had Andrew Luck. Like, Andrew Luck was ticketed for greatness for a while. I don't think a lot of that had to do with Harbaugh. So, Harbaugh, obviously a great coach. I think he's certainly on the short list of best coaches in college football. He's already been to a Super Bowl in the NFL. That is a slam dunk get if you're Denver. And then the final question from the Peanut Gallery, because I can hear you guys. Oh, Harbaugh's just leveraging for a lot of money from Michigan. That's fine. I could buy that. They're going to be good again. They're going to be the class of the league again. I don't think he's running from UCLA and USC, but they're still a year away, I believe, 24 or 25. And it's a good job. Listen, when you go get NFL jobs, usually it's because they don't have a quarterback. That's why jobs open up. Like Houston, if they dump Lovie Smith, like who wants that job? They don't have a quarterback. Now, they do have the number one pick, but they don't have a quarterback now. And Carolina, you know, it's like Sam Darnold, Matt Corral, we don't know what he is. The quarterback is the issue. Russell Wilson has a large body of work of being a great, great quarterback, and Jim Harbaugh would take him in a heartbeat. You have to think, right? I mean, you go to some of these open jobs the last couple of years, like Brian Daboll basically remade Daniel Jones into a real quarterback and got to the playoffs. That'll be an interesting decision. Ultimately, I think they'll franchise tag him. They're not going to offer him some big contract. But like, Eberflus goes to Chicago and you're like, wow, they don't have a quarterback. Well, Justin Fields kind of looks good. I think there's something there. I mean, Pete Carroll stuck around and they're like, whoa, they don't have a quarterback. Well, Geno Smith kind of was passable. I mean, if Arizona dumps Kingsbury, you think anybody's excited to go work with Kyler Murray? Oh, no, by the way, he's going to be missing most of next season, if not all, with the ACL injury. So, quarterback is tough to find. I think you've got to love. That's why the Chargers job would have been incredible if it had come open. Justin Herbert, that's a once in a lifetime. You get that. It's similar to when LaFleur got Aaron Rodgers, right? Now, Rodgers had struggled in the year or two before, but come on, this is a guy who had a Super Bowl win. And then instantly he becomes a great quarterback again for whatever reason. Two MVP awards this year, not as great. But Harbaugh in Denver is very spicy. I don't know what's going on with some of these other ones. I think the Dallas one is very interesting. I believe Carolina is a good job. I do not think Houston is. I do not think Indianapolis is. There's no coach solution. No coach solution that's going to come in and get a quarterback in Indy. Like, I don't, Nick Foles, Sam Ellinger, Matt Ryan, come on. Like, Jim Harbaugh, I know, played for the Colts, and there was some hope that he really fits in that blue-collar Indianapolis city. It's a perfect get. He's tough and gritty. There's just no way that that's going to work. None. All right, gone on long enough on the NFL. It's time to pivot to the NBA.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So I know we didn't get to Donovan Mitchell or LeBron from Monday, but I just wanted to bounce this off Rob, okay? Donovan Mitchell, obviously, and the Cavs are making moves in the East. I really like their chances maybe to get to the finals. I'm not quite there yet. You know, Boston, Milwaukee, Brooklyn surging. But I think the West and the Lakers are a little more interesting, and here's why. So LeBron continues his heater. They're on a nice road game run here. 1-2 straight, 16-21. And everybody will say, oh, they're 5 games under .500. Gosh, they're not that good. But Rob, I don't think people are noticing how balanced the West is. Yes, Denver's starting to exert, you know, an effort and pull away. They're now number one. Memphis is two. New Orleans is three. They sputtered after they had got the number one seed. But Rob, this is where it gets interesting. I like the Kings. Okay. They're fifth in the West. The Clippers, you know, Kawhi's playing every other game. But if you look at 7-10, Portland and Utah, okay, those are two teams I think, you know, again, Utah got off to the great start. Remember, they were supposed to be tanking and then they're winning a bunch of games early. All of a sudden, they're 19-20. They've lost four straight. Okay. Lauri Markkanen can only take you so far. There's going to be people coming and calling for Jordan Clarkson, for Mike Conley. And Rob, I'm just telling you, Utah ain't holding on to that 10. Minnesota's at 11 and they're beat the hell up. Karl Anthony Towns has played, I think, half the season or less. The Rudy Gobert thing's a mess. Minnesota has some problems. I thought they'd be way better than this. Anthony Edwards still kind of finding his way. You're telling me when Anthony Davis comes back, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and if you were to bring in some reinforcements, you ship Pat Bev out, you ship a Russell Westbrook out, you get some definite role players. By the way, I don't think Pat Bev is a role player. Like, he had a nice block on, was it Lonzo? I'm sorry. No, it wasn't Lonzo. It was his brother, LaMelo. He had a nice block on LaMelo. But Rob, I look at this Lakers team. I think, okay, well, Lonnie Walker's going to be healthy. I like Lonnie Walker probably more than the average guy. Austin Reeves, clutch piece off the bench. AD's going to be coming back. They can definitely make a run. And Rob, I'm not ruling out 7 or 8 in the West. I don't know about top six. We'll see. But you know this. The Mavs are a Luka injury. Please don't happen, Luka, because I love him more than probably more than any other player not named Curry. They've won 7 in a row. If Luka goes down, they're not making the playoffs. That's for sure. I think there's going to be some shuffling of the decks in the West. And by the way, Devin Booker out now, Suns. Like, the Lakers can make a move here. Shouldn't Pelinka get off his hands and do something?
He absolutely should, but that doesn't mean that he's going to. Now, as a Laker fan, I would love to see them make a move because I believe that in a 7-game series, as long as LeBron and AD are healthy, it really doesn't matter who you're going against. I give us a chance, right? Just because those two guys, you're always going to have at least two of the three best players on the floor, no matter what series you're in, right? Now, having said that, I don't believe that LeBron's recent tear is going to do much to sway the Lakers front office to making a move, because everything that's been reported, friend of the show, Jovan Buha, pick your favorite Laker beat reporter, they've all said that the Lakers front office has been hesitant to make any real moves unless they believe it's going to make them a legitimate championship contender.
Okay, time out. Legitimate championship contender. I need you to define that. I think I know what that is, but I want, what is legitimate championship contender? And the second part of that, Rob, is who are they in the West? Like, is New Orleans legitimate? Is Phoenix, which is currently fading, legitimate? Minnesota legitimate? I don't know who is legitimate now about 38, 39 games into the season.
Well, that's the thing is, to me, if you were to ask me right now, the only teams that I would say are legitimate championship caliber teams are all in the Eastern Conference. I don't believe there's anybody in the West that I would say, yeah, I could see them winning it. You know, even if you look at the standings as of, you know, this morning, at the top of the conference, Denver, Memphis, New Orleans, Dallas. I don't see any of those teams being good enough to win a championship.
Okay, hold up. Contender is what Pelinka's saying.
Right.
Contender. So are you saying that nobody in the West is a contender?
Not right now. Because, I mean, if you define contending team as, hey, they can make the finals.
That's all that matters right there.
But can you win it? That's the other question.
Why not? Dude, things happen.
I do.
Middleton goes down last year in the playoffs. Boom. Whoever was next in line, they got it on lock. Like, you just got to get there. Get the seat at the table. See what happens. Remember the Nets a couple years ago before Giannis got the title? The Nets were rolling in that series. I think it was KD, Kyrie, and Harden were up 2-0. I think they beat the Bucks by like 30 and like 15 in the first two games. And then Kyrie goes down. And it changes everything. And then James Harden wasn't 100%. And suddenly, you're a contender, so you're right there, and you got your chance, and the Bucks made the most of it. The Lakers right now, this team right now, as they are presently, you and I agree, They cannot win the title.
Correct.
Right? I don't even think they could get to the finals.
Correct.
Okay. So then maybe the better question is, are there moves or players out there that can help them?
See, and I think that I believe that there are, even if you don't want to make the big splashy Russell Westbrook for a star or for multiple role players trade, I get it, even if I disagree with it. The fact that during LeBron's string of games where he's averaging 34 points on 58% shooting in his last 11, and the team is only 6-5 during those games, that to me screams, if I'm the front office who already has a pessimistic view of the team as it is, that we're really not close. Because this is the best version of LeBron we're ever going to get. I can't imagine in any scenario later on in the season or even in the playoffs where he's doing better than this, because this is all-time, you know, efficiency, especially at this age.
So it's interesting what you just said, the way you perceive this team. And do you remember that book that, what's his name, came on here, Preston, and was talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down, the book is incredible. I listened to it on tape, finished the book in like 4 weeks. It's awesome. I highly recommend it. It's called The Midnight Library. There's this quote resonates multiple times and it applies directly to what you just said. It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. So you look at it and see, man, LeBron's putting up great numbers and they're barely scraping by the Hornets and the Hawks and they're, 5-4, 3-2, whatever number is. I see it totally differently. And then maybe I'm just, you know, optimistic Jason here, new start to the year. I'm going to be positive. One of my New Year's resolutions. I didn't make any New Year's resolutions. But I see, holy cow, can you imagine if he wasn't playing alongside Troy Brown and Pat Beverly? I mean, Rob, LeBron and the top 8 guys on the Lakers with AD out, I'll even toss in Westbrook. How many All-Star appearances for those guys? I mean, you know it's only 2 dudes made the All-Star.
Right. So, I mean,
Thomas Bryant, I think he was out of the league or he was recovering from an injury last year or 2 years ago. Like, you're putting inferior. I mean, we would agree. When they started, their starting lineup, Troy Brown, Thomas Bryant, LeBron, Pat Bev, and Dennis Schroeder. Arguably bottom 5 lineup in the league?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not even close.
Okay. So, like, the Orlando Magic, now they got injuries. Detroit has injuries. So, LeBron, with a bottom 5 lineup, is a mere 4 games out of the 6th spot in the West.
Look, I don't want to get this confused. I agree with you, right? I believe that even if you don't want to make the big splashy Westbrook trade for whatever reason, because I believe that you can make a deal, whether it's Pat Bev and Kendrick Nunn as together and getting a guy like Bogdanovich from the Pistons, or it's Pat Bev in a separate deal with a pick for Kuzma, and then Nunn plus, you know, second rounders or whatever for someone even like Cam Reddish. Who's in the doghouse in New York, right?
Well, anybody could see. Stevie Wonder saw that coming from a mile away.
Right.
Like,
but
he doesn't play a lot of defense. He's young. Thibodeau is going to want no part of him.
Absolutely. And so here's my thing is, you could even make moves like that, which are really almost on the margin type deals. I know Kuz has like a bigger name, but if you look at the advanced numbers, he's really the same guy as he was in LA. He's just getting more opportunity. That's all it is. Doesn't seem like he's a better player at this point. But even just having 2 guys who are legitimate wing size would do wonders for this team, because you watch them every night. They're playing guys like a 6 foot and under league, it seems like, at the Y. That they're pulling out 4 guards and LeBron every game.
Troy Brown, no disrespect to him, he went to Oregon. I think he was there for like 8 minutes, averaged like 6 points a game, and goes to the NBA. The upgrade from Troy Brown to Bogdanovich is unbelievably massive. And I know you guys can, you know, take all the shots you want at Bogdanovich, Serbian plumber, blah, blah, blah. Okay. He's 33. He's been to the playoffs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times in his career. In Utah, 6-game series, average 18 a game. In Utah the year before, remember when they almost went to the NBA Finals, and then I think it was Donovan Mitchell got hurt. It was Kawhi Leonard got hurt, and Paul George still beat them. In that playoffs run, Bogdanovich, 18 points per game, 46% shooting from the field, 46 from 3, 87 from the line. That was 2 years ago. You're telling me you don't think it's a colossal upgrade to go from Troy Brown, who honestly on some of the good teams would be a 10-day contract guy, to Bogdanovich? That's enormous. If the Lakers can do that, they absolutely have to. Now, if you add Kuzma, and I again, what exactly is Kuzma? Well, he's probably a spot-up three-point shooter. He's not a triple-double kind of guy, right? But, Rob, this team, all of a sudden, you get Anthony Davis back healthy. Now your bench essentially consists of, like, Austin Reeves, Bogdanovich or Kuzma, and Russell Westbrook. Right now, it's Russell Westbrook, Austin Reeves, and, like, Kendrick Nunn, and I don't know. I mean, is Scottie Pippen's kid playing?
No. And you know what's funny is Austin Reeves should be starting.
Austin Reeves should be starting. Yeah, he's a much better defender, and he's younger than Bogdanovich. Who's the guy, the young kid, out of Michigan State?
Max Christie.
Yeah. Listen, Max Christie is a very good basketball player.
Just young. He's very young.
He's not a guy that's willing to contribute big minutes on a playoff team. There is a path for the Lakers, Rob, to get there. And if I'm LeBron, I don't know, what else can he do to force the hand of Pelinka? Like, he's done a lot through the media. He's hit on his social media. I mean, at this point, is it just control what you can control and do nothing? If I'm LeBron, I'm like, I'm 38, man. I got to do something.
Yeah, and like I said, I agree with you. I think that they're closer than what the narrative is surrounding their team. The problem is that for whatever reason, Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss and the Rambis, you know, pairing, you know, they don't view it that way. They don't think the Lakers
are. Where is Jeannie Buss lately?
Excuse me?
Kind of hide. Jeannie Buss is hiding lately, huh?
Yeah.
Remember all the stories on her in the offseason?
Right. Jeannie Buss gets a pass in ways that I will never fully understand, especially on a national level.
I mean,
level.
It's obvious. I'm not going to say it here on the podcast, but, you know.
No, but I mean, like, look.
It's obvious. Come on.
Yes, it is. And we won't say the quiet part out loud because I think people.
The media likes their favorite. Right. They're going to defend her to the end of the day.
Well, it's funny because, like, there's a lot of owners who are well-known or even not well-known. And Jeannie Buss, every time she gets brought up, it's always, oh, I love Jeannie. She's such a nice person. She's so sweet. Blah, blah. And I'm sure she is. That doesn't make her a good owner, right? And you can say a lot of bad things about Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is too controlling. He's too hands-on. He talks to the media too much. And I totally agree. What I'm never going to say is that Jerry Jones doesn't do everything that he thinks is right to put his team in position to win. And I don't get the same feeling from Jeannie Buss.
Mm. Even if she doesn't want to listen to LeBron, fine. Call in Pelinka. Talk to him. Call in your trusted circle of Kurt Rambis's wife, you know, all her NBA knowledge, and then bring in LeBron and bring in Rich Paul and take it all in and then make a decision. I talked about him earlier in the show. The Denver Broncos new owner came in, laid down the law right out the gate. The new coach will report to me. That's how it's going to work. And he is willing to spend money to make money. Okay. Jeannie Buss is just not treating this situation. It's like dire. Do you remember, listen, I wasn't out here yet for the post-Kobe years. Or I guess it was the end of the Kobe, the last few years of Kobe with the Lakers, right? You were here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was bleak. Like, you would kill at that time to be in this position right now, right on the outside of the eighth seed with a shot, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, the Lakers were like a 24-win team. Now, I don't know, Rob, what was the temperature like on LA radio? Was it like, we got to make moves, or is it just, we stink. We have no prospects.
It was more of the latter, and that's because in the years before that, they did push all in. The Dwight Howard, the Steve Nash, you know, acquisitions, which blew up in their face spectacularly, right? And then once Pau Gasol got, believe he got traded, I think is what they ultimately did. They traded him to Chicago.
That's right.
Something like, I don't know how he got to Chicago, but I know he left LA. And so once those, you know, moves kind of flamed out, it was generally accepted, like, look, we got Kobe and a bunch of young kids who are not ready, so let's just enjoy Kobe while we have him. And you can't have that same nostalgia with this team and LeBron, number one, because LeBron's not ours. As much as we like him now and what he's done for the Lakers, he's not a Laker in the sense that Kobe was.
Hold up, Rob. So was Kobe willing to sit back and just, hey, I'm in the last few years of my career. I'm okay with us stinking. I'm going to get mine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure if you go back and look, you'll see on YouTube where he's like, look, I'm aware that this team is not a championship caliber team. That's the way he described it. And to him, it's championship or nothing. So if you're not a championship team, then you can suck. It doesn't make a difference. But even he was saying at the time, look, I was on the ship when we were great. And I, now that we're not, I'm not going to jump ship now. Like, I understand this is the business and
not jump ship, but like do something.
Well, what could he have done at that point? They didn't have any
demand.
They used all their cap space for Mozgov and Luol Deng. Oh. Remember, like that was just, it was a brutal stretch there for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing with LeBron is LeBron doesn't have that same equity in LA as Kobe did. And number two, he has a prime Anthony Davis on his team. So you don't get the same benefit of the doubt where, hey, we're just going to accept that they suck and we're going to enjoy LeBron's final swan song. It doesn't work that way.
When AD's healthy, yeah. It's funny. Mozgov, by the way. So he goes to the gym I go to. I tried to get him to play hoops a couple times this summer, but there was never really any bigs on the court. But he has been playing in the game recently. A buddy sent me video. You know, guys trying to drive, and he's just swatting it in the next week. There are some young guys who try to take it at him and, you know, score on Mozgov. I haven't seen anyone dunk on him or heard of anyone dunking on him. But he still gets up and down the floor pretty well. I know you care deeply about Timofey. He's a friendly guy. I'll give him that. Super friendly guy. But that's enough on the NBA. By the way, the Wembanyama sweepstakes, Rob. The Lakers have no chance at that because their draft pick is gone. That being said, I think it's a little surprising. Houston 10-27. Detroit 10-30. Detroit, Cade Cunningham's out for the year. If they have anybody playing decently, I think they'll be trading them. Charlotte 10-28. I think Gordon Hayward could be had probably for next to nothing. Michael Jordan, you know, would love Wembanyama. Doesn't deserve him, though. And then the San Antonio, the Spurs are the ones I'm watching. 12-25. I do believe there will be a trade or two because you know Popovich needs Wembanyama badly. If he doesn't get him or Scoot, I can see Popovich being like, yeah, I'm 72. I was sticking around for this big French kid. Let's just call it a career. I don't see it happening anyway otherwise. Oklahoma City's not going to be in the mix. Orlando, you know, what's up with Banchero? I just checked their box scores. Is he even playing a lot?
I know he was hurt. He was really tearing it up, got banged up, came back, was doing well. I think he may have gotten hurt again.
Yeah, they got to keep him on the court. These young guys, Cade Cunningham, Banchero, all getting injured. That's just terrible. But actually, Banchero's played 30 out of, it looks like, 37 games.
Yeah, so.
Franz Wagner's pretty good. Cole Anthony, eh. Mo Wagner. They have, like, nice young pieces. They just can't win any games. Bol Bol, by the way, is like the Instagram sensation every single night. After NBA games, if you go on IG, somebody's freaking out about what Bol Bol did. I don't understand the fascination. Like,
he's like best value Wembanyama is what he is.
He's best value.
I know it's out of your tax bracket. Best value is like a generic brand. They sell at all these different stores where it's, you can get the Gillette shaving cream, or you can get the best value, which is comparable. So Bol Bol is like the best value version of Victor Wembanyama.
Listen, he looks good. 23 years old, but yeah, anyways. All right, enough Bol Bol chatter for 2023 or just this week? Okay. All right, that'll be it for this podcast. We'll be back tomorrow. No Thursday night football, so obviously no games to wager on. We'll talk college football later in the week. I'm out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC.
We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.